Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. I am your host, Eric Steven, and I have a co-host today, so you know what that means. It's a Dodgers Rewind Day, but my co-host is Jacob Birch. Jacob,
wait, this
how are
isn't
you doing?
The lineup podcast?
What? No. What?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm only here for a little bit,
you know,
then. That's fine.
If we could extend this out and make it a lineup podcast. I mean, no, I don't think we're going to talk an hour about Chad Fonville as fond as I was of him. Chad Fonville. He never played for the A's. So Chad Fonville was a speedster for the mid-90s Dodgers. Listeners of last week's lineup podcast noted I had a lot of trivia answers to questions from Craig about stolen bases, and I thought about answering Chad Fonville for them. I did not, but he was certainly someone to consider. But I think I only didn't because I think I had looked at his actual stats recently, and I realized he couldn't have qualified. But anyway, I remember him specifically. I was in college, and he stole a bunch of bases. We're talking like over 200 on when I played AAA. I think it was Triple Play 97 on the PC, which is on one of the slowest. Like if going back now, I'm that computer had to be super slow, but it was also like I think my first computer. So it was. It might as well have been lightning fast to me, but looking back, that had to be really slow. But how fast Chad Fonville was, it showed up in his sort of gameplay. My trivia question for you that we'll get to later: he had 85 hits for the Dodgers in 1995. 42 of them were infield hits. He finished in the top five in infield hits in the majors that year. The other four of the top five were all Dodgers at one point in their careers. Can you name them?
No, but I'm gonna put some good guesses out, and we're gonna talk about
afterwards. You're gonna get at least two of them.
Okay, that's some confidence that's unearned.
So, Chad Fonville, September '95 in the San Bernardino Sun. This is how he sort of described his play. "Quote: My number one game is my speed. When I get up there, I look at the defense to see where they're playing. Most of the time, they tend to get close up because they know I like to bunt. I just try to hit the ball on the ground, lay a perfect bunt or whatever, and use my speed as much as I can." So looking back a bit, the Giants drafted Chad Fonville in the 11th round in 1992 out of Lewisburg College in North Carolina. He hit fairly well in 3 years at various Class A levels in the minors, 298 over those 3 years with a 374 on base percentage, and he stole 110 bases in 251 games. Again, speed guy. However, he was a Rule 5 draft pick of the Expos in December 94. So you look back today, like it's hard for someone to go, especially a batter, to go, and especially back then, to go from like Class A to the majors. And that's what you have to do when you're in the Rule 5. So he started off the year in Montreal, then was like designated for assignment, placed on waivers, and the Dodgers claimed him. So with the Expos, he was 4-for-12 in 14 games. So the Dodgers claimed him off waivers on May 31st. You know, he wasn't a guy playing a bunch. So he, with the Dodgers, he was just like end of the bench guy. First 42 games he was active, he only started five times. So if you remember back then, like Delino DeShields was struggling. This was his, second year with them after the disastrous Pedro Martinez trade that... Oh, I can't believe I brought that up. But anyway, he was struggling. So the Dodgers tried Fonville at second base late July that year. Later, Fonville filled in left field when Roberto Kelly went on the injured list. And then he took over at shortstop later in the year when Jose Offerman was struggling in September. So Fonville that year, he hit 276, 328, 302. Like, again, pure speed guy. No power whatsoever. He stole 20 bases in 88 games. That year, he started all three games of the National League Division Series against the Reds. And then he was 6-for-12, but only scored once in the series because the Dodgers' offense didn't really do much. Obviously, he was really good. So he was 4-for-4 with a sacrifice in Game 2. He's one of 14 Dodgers with a four-hit game in the postseason. I guess I could have asked you something regarding this because there's a lot of names on this. But so he's the sixth Dodger to do it. The first since Dusty Baker in the 1978 NLCS. So Will Smith, in case you didn't know, has the record, franchise record, with 5 hits in Game 3 of the NLDS in 2020. Chad Fonville's .500 batting average is the highest by a Dodger in postseason history among anyone who's batted at least 5 times. Chuck Essigian, who I believe was a catcher, I don't have it in front of me, in 4 plate appearances in I believe 1959, or no, this is all time, but he was 2-for-3. Tom Pashorek, previous Dodgers rewind, was also 2-for-3, but only batted 3 times. Wilson Bedemit also hit .500 in 10 plate appearances, 4-for-8, all in the 2006 NLDS. Back to 96 for Fonville. I guess that was 95 for Fonville. The next spring, Fred Clair, again from the San Bernardino Sun, he replaced 3 players last year. I've never known that to happen. If Chad continues to play the way he is, he's going to be in the lineup. And we will talk, I guess, a little bit about what he did in the lineup in 96 a little bit after this.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
So, Chad Fonville, he wore number 22 with the Dodgers until they reacquired Brett Butler in August 95. Now, keep in mind, so the Dodgers had Butler for 4 years, and then he went away to the Mets. And then, so Fonville comes in, he wears 22, but Butler was 22, so, and then the Dodgers got him back in August 95. So Fonville switched to number 3. Maybe his mojo went with that as well. But those two batted 1-2 down the stretch and in the playoffs. So in 95, I guess he did. In 96, Fonville was more of a utility man. He didn't start until 3 weeks into the season. He played second base, third base, shortstop, left field, and center field. But he only hit .204, .266, .234, a 38 OPS plus in 221 plate appearances. So he didn't really play much. So after he made the team in 97, he was sent down after 10 games into the season. When Nelson Liriano, who I definitely remembered was on the Dodgers, that's not true. He started the season on the injury list, but then once he came back, they sent down Fonville. The day they sent down Fonville, it was sort of a weird thing. So they were on the road in Pittsburgh. Fonville missed the team bus, so he got to Three River Stadium late. But then once he got there, the game was rained out. But then before going back to the hotel, they brought him in and said, "Hey, we're sending you down." But then they said, like, they weren't sending him down because he was late. They were just going to send him down. They liked him. It was like a one-off incident or whatever. Now, another note here, speaking of speedsters, Maury Wills worked with Fonville in the minors in 97. This, from what I can gather, this was sort of Wills' entree back into the organization. Again, San Bernardino Sun that April said Wills approached the Dodgers during the offseason about becoming a minor league instructor for the team and will be with various Dodgers farm teams this year. So I think the timing of that tracks with, like, you know, he was away for a while and then came back, and then he's basically been around ever since in some form or the other. So later that year, the Dodgers acquired former Giants outfielder Darren Lewis in late August from the White Sox. They ended up sending Fonville to Chicago as the player to be named later a few days later. So his Dodgers career was over. He hit .245, .302, .272 in 200 games with the Dodgers, 27 stolen bases, only a 59 OPS plus, but definitely the speed sort of tracked with him. That was his game, and he knew it, and that's how he played. After L.A., Fonville played 9 games for the White Sox in 97 and 3 games for the Red Sox in 99. He was 0-for-2 with 2 walks and a steal. So he had 0 home runs in 602 plate appearances in his career. He only hit 3 home runs in the minors in 2,206 plate appearances. One of them was in 92 in short season A-ball. One of them was in regular Class A in 93. And then in 1999 with Pawtucket, AAA, he hit a home run. So this was a man who knew his game, and he knew how his bread was buttered in a way. So in his career, 133 hits, 57 of them were infield hits. 24 were bunt hits. The bulk of those were 95. Fonville later returned home to Jacksonville, North Carolina, coached his alma mater, White Oak High School, where he was also a teacher. I don't believe he's doing either now, but there were some articles around the 2020 World Series where I think he was still coaching then and teaching, and like they were catching up with Chad Fonville, and he's like, yeah, of course I'm still rooting for them, all this stuff. So now back to our trivia question. Can you name, in 1995, the leaders in bunt hits, infield hits in 1995? Chad Fonville was second in the majors. Of the top five, all of them were with the Dodgers at some point.
I misunderstood this question. I'm going to have to rethink my guesses. That name doesn't work.
The hint I will give you is one of them was with the Dodgers this year as well, in 95.
I don't know if that helps.
it should, considering what I just talked about.
Don't tell me that. Brett Butler.
Brett Butler is number 4. He had 42 infield hits. Butler had 20 bunt hits, one more than Fonville's 19. The person who had the most infield hits also had the most bunt hits. And probably the most obscure person that you might not think of as a Dodger.
Oh, good. Thanks, pal.
but I could tell you, this year he was with the Rangers, but you probably know him more as a Brave. Center fielder.
Kenny Lofton?
Kenny Lofton's number 5. Okay. He was with Cleveland this year. 33.
I mean, I guess I more think of him as a
11, as a 11 years player, before but... he was with the Dodgers. So, 33
Roger Cedeno?
I'm looking at, no, he didn't. He wasn't really playing at this point.
I thought maybe he had broken in. Well, I got my 2. I'm tapping out.
Okay, so the number 1 person was Otis Nixon.
Sure.
51 infield hits, 23 bunt hits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tom Goodwin. Former Dodger.
Wouldn't have gone. I could have gotten to Otis Nixon, but.
And then you got Butler and Lofton. So you I think you did well. I said you're going to get 2. You got 2.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah. So in a way, we kind of sped through this episode, which I think is perfect because it was for Chad Fonville, and that was his game, and that was today's leading off with True Blue LA. Thank you for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.